book icon you can click. Please.
Yaakov, Jacob, is the most important quality. This is why he's called the most senior among the forefathers. We have Abraham and Isaac. Abraham is giving from the Creator. Isaac is the revelation of the will to receive that is revealed in the created being. And Jacob, it is considered that these two qualities, giving and receiving, right and left, when they join through man's work inside of the man, these two lines that come from above, one joins them in such a way in order to resemble the Creator, to be Adam, human, meaning that he resembles the Creator, the word Adam from the word Dome, similar. And therefore Jacob is the most important in among these three. This is already, these are qualities that are revealed in the inside the person to the extent that he is similar to the Creator. This is why it's also called Tiferet. Tiferet is, how shall I say, Tiferet? Beauty, honor, well, respectable, presentative, I don't know how to say it. This is what will be revealed. But the qualities of the Creator that are revealed inside of the created being, these actually are Jacob's qualities. And that's how we are going to study it. It's worthwhile to delve into this work, because specifically through it, a person becomes a spiritual person. To receive these two forces from above, the good inclination and the bad inclination, the good inclination that comes from the Creator, Abraham, the evil inclination that is revealed in the created being, as the Creator says, I created the evil inclination. These two forces are revealed, however, the correct merging between the two of them, this is our work, and we have to actualize this work. Therefore, this topic is a very special and important topic. Well, actually, everything is important, however, this one is more practical. So, let's read, and along the way, you can write down questions, you can ask, we will scrutinize it. We have great work to do here. Go ahead, please.
Excerpt from the sources on the subject of Ushpizin, the guest Jacob, the Sfira of Tiferet. First one is from Bash, note 378. Jacob lived in the land where his father dwelt. Jacob is regarded as the middle line, whose role is to correct the left line, called Isaac's fear. But as for the right line, it is not within Jacob's qualities to correct. It is explained in the Sulam that the middle line leans towards Chesed, mercy. So we have nothing to add to the right line. But Isaac is the quality of judgment. So Jacob comes and places himself in the left line in order to correct it with the quality of mercy.
So that's it. This is what we have, that Jacob, even though he settles on the left line, it is in order to correct the left line with the quality of Rachamim, of mercy. So in Jacob we already see all of the actions of the left, of Isaac, of the will to receive in the person that are revealed. However, when he is revealed to the extent that he is revealed, to the extent that he allows the will to receive in him to be revealed, it is in order to correct it, and nevertheless to be in the inclination to the right, that is, to rule Abraham over Isaac. The force of bestowal on top of the force of reception. Next.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, note 494. There is fear only in a place of wholeness. Jacob is called the quality of mercy, and mercy indicates wholeness. That is, through the departure of the Gaon of Chochmah, he will now receive wholeness, meaning Chochmah that is clothed in Chasadim. This is called wholeness, where there is no lack of Chasadim or Chochmah. This is the middle line, which consists of Chochmah and Chasadim. This is why Jacob is called terrible, meaning fear, and he is also called mercy and wholeness, for there is no lack here.
This, nevertheless, brings up some questions, because if we say that he diminishes the right through the revelation of the left, then how can it be that he reaches wholeness, right? Seemingly, he's mixing the right and the left, and he reaches the middle line. Why is it considered that he is whole? In what way is his wholeness? Rather, the thing is that specifically the left that he brings to the right and the right that he brings to the left, they do not diminish one another, as it may seem to us in the beginning of the work, but rather to the opposite, they emphasize each other. And it turns out that out of the fact that the quality of the right bestowal comes, through that, the left reception awakens, and specifically because it is the opposite of the right, it actually increases the right, makes it more conspicuous. Emphasizes the right, and it's also the same in the opposite way. So it's not that the two of them diminish one another, and this way the middle line becomes half and half, which is called Jacob, but rather to the opposite. It is included of both of them. It actually increases both of them. And what happens, and it's really beautiful, in the correct spiritual work, each one of these qualities becomes more conspicuous. They actually become more increased, emphasized, and each one of them also indicates the other and emphasizes the other. Specifically, because against bestowal we have the force of reception, and against the force of reception we have the force of bestowal, each one of them becomes more prominent, more important, and this is why Jacob, the Bechina of Tiferet, why is he called Tiferet? Because he is composed of the two of them together. When they're together and each one increases the other on the midline, it turns out that it's not just that this middle line, discernment of Jacob, it's not just a sum total of the right and the left in the person, but rather that each one comes and actually shows the other, indicates, points at the other, how much each one of them increases the others, how much the opposite discernment, the one against the right or the right against the left, how much both of them are great. This is precisely what is happening to us. And we see it also in our world. What is darkness? What is light? If we start to make some combination between the two of them, some mixture, then we can see in that many discernments that earlier in the left or in the right, in the light or in the darkness, we could not see them. Our whole life are actually the way it is specifically because there's a mixture between the left and the right. And here too, when we want to discover the Creator, we must have these two forces, giving and receiving. And in the right combination of the two of them, in all the different forms of merging them. But all in all, when we read all of the different kinds of mergers that can be, we discover in that the quality of the Creator opposite the quality of the created being.
Is there something missing in the right line?
Which line?
Something missing in the right line.
Of course, in the right line it's missing. What do you have there? Abraham, it's not whole, not complete, and Isaac is not complete. Rather, about Jacob, it says that he is the most senior of the forefathers, that he comprises both of them. In spirituality, when you have hitkalilut, integration, it's not that one comes at the expense of the other. We need to understand that and to try to feel it. It's not one at the expense of the other, never. But to the contrary, as much as each one is integrated with the other, by that he discovers himself and he discovers the other. Therefore, the middle line seemingly has nothing in it. It's new. However, all of the innovation comes from it, because inside of it, it holds the two lines, right and left, giving and receiving the form of the Creator and the form of the created being. And out of that, he builds the form of Adam, similar to the Creator. This is the beginning of Jacob.
Is there something missing from the middle line?
From the middle line, what's missing? It's only to grow all the way to Malatikun, the end of correction. But in order to grow, he has to include inside of himself the entire will to receive and the entire will to bestow. The Masach. PT10.
What is the process of integration between two things which are opposite?
It's that they don't come in order to cancel out one another, but actually in order to emphasize one another, in order to give room to the other to show itself. This is considered hitkalelut, integration. And this is how it needs to be with the friends and with every connection.
But how does that process work? Because these two forces are in contrast.
But each one is with the intention to use its qualities in order to actually show the other how much the other is good, because it works in order to bestow. It doesn't reveal the other in order to control it, but to the contrary, in order to elevate it.
But it's opposed to it. It's the opposite of it. How can it...
Specifically because of that. This is why I elevate his qualities from my qualities, which are the opposite of it, the opposite of the other's qualities, and I serve the other in order to show how special he is.
How can I, with my qualities, serve something that's the opposite of me?
The opposite means also related, connected, that I have a special connection with him, however it's an opposite connection. And then I emphasize this oppositeness, and in that oppositeness, I seemingly say about the other, look how special he is. We need him. Through him, we can discover additional qualities of the Creator.
So integration is a process, is a mutual process, or does it start artificially?
Hitkalelut, inclusion or integration, is that each one wants to be integrated with everyone, and each one, by entering everyone, he wants to elevate everyone.
What is the purpose of integration? Why does it even start, the process?
Because we want to discover the Creator in the whole of creation that he created, and we cannot discover him in any other way. All of his qualities exist in us from the shattering that he made to begin with. And therefore, we can show these qualities, discover them specifically in such a way where each one discovers the qualities of the other as special, sublime qualities, even through the will to receive that the Creator created, because He created the will to receive only for that purpose, the klipot, the shells, so that through that we will discover Him. Oneself. So the still vegetative and animate and people, all of them have in them the same will to receive for themselves. And in spirituality, it is different. The will to receive that I bring out and I use, it is only for the others.
O que é o medo de Isaac? Fear, medo. O medo de Isaac. O que é isso?
What is the meaning of the fear of Isaac?
The fear of Isaac is primarily to be afraid of using the vessels of reception, because there is always a limitation. He has to be careful not to use them in order to receive. So it will always be in order to bestow. Africa.
Buongiorno, Rav. Buongiorno. Che cosa significa rivelare la qualità
Hello, Rav.
Nella relazione con la decina?
What does it mean to discover the quality of the middle line in our relationships in the ten?
That we constantly yearn as much as possible to integrate with the qualities of all of the friends that are directed towards connection between us and connection with the Creator. Our middle line of the entire ten is ultimately revealed in the center of the ten, where we build there all of our qualities, all of our connections as much as possible in order to give the Creator a place to be revealed. The Creator cannot just be revealed in a will to bestow. He needs a will to receive in order for Him to be revealed, but so that the will to receive will receive Him, will be willing to bestow. It's like the guest receives everything from the host in order to bestow to the host. This is how we have to prepare our kli. We're advancing towards this very, very well. From each day to the next, I feel that you are doing very nice work. And also in the middle of the day, when you connect and you talk, I feel the effects of this. It's very exciting. It's very important.
Did Jacob have this dream from the ladder reaching to heaven?
This is precisely what he dreams, Jacob. How will we make a ladder to the heavens when we have to use the entire will to receive that is not yet revealed, from Tiferet all the way to Malchut down below? And through that, we will rise through all of these stages all the way up to the Keter. This is precisely Jacob's dream. You are asking to the point, truly. Very nice. Well, let's hear USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav. What state of a prayer does the state of Jacob bring us?
The state of Jacob, it brings us to tnut, smallness of these two forces, reception and bestowal, so that we are ready to be to begin the work of the Lord. It is a nice, good, correct beginning of being in Jacob. But Jacob, it is small Jacob. This is how he's called. That is a good boy. It is a stage on the way where we need to reach the degree of Israel, so that all of our desires that will be revealed from Jacob, Tiferet, all the way down to Malchut, they will all be aimed towards the Keter, towards the attainment of the Keter. It's all in order to bestow to the Keter, to the Creator. Okay, Brazil.
Boa noite, Ravi. É, o Criador, ele é um hóspede que se revela na Sukkah quando a cabana da dezena está devidamente preparada?
Ravi, me ajude a fazer uma pergunta em inglês?
If he can please ask in English.
Can you please ask in English?
Não, as lamas do Omer.
Pergunta de novo aí, Wagner, para eu traduzir para eles.
Pede para o Felipe falar inglês.
O Criador... Fala aí então, Felipe, em inglês.
Qualquer pergunta.
O Criador é um hóspede que se revela na Sukkah quando a cabana da dezena está devidamente preparada?
Is the Creator a guest that is revealed in the Sukkah when the tent is already is correctly prepared?
Is the question.
We see in all of the revelations around us and inside of us that it is all the Creator. There is none else besides Him. And therefore, all of these qualities that we discover in those seven qualities, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, it's in order for us to combine them together and attain the quality of Ketel, which is the Creator. And therefore, everything that we do, it's in order to discover the Creator, because in that, we give Him contentment. It's not because of our yearning that I want that, but in order to give Him contentment. And if not that, I would restrict it and would not discover it. I only discover Him to the extent that I'm certain that I'm giving Him contentment. That is, there should already be a connection with the Creator under concealment in order for me to check myself whether if I will discover Him now, I will be doing it for His contentment.
Раф, вот скажите, до недавнего времени у нас в десятке...
Until not too long ago, in our ten...
Авраам. Сейчас...
Abraham was ruling, the force of love.
Властвует Исхак. И вот эти...
Now Isaac is ruling.
Вы говорите, что мы все постигаем...
And these tears keep on growing. You say that we attain everything out of connection. Out of the connection between us and the ten. So what should we do in order for Jacob to arrive?
You're all working incorrectly. We don't let go of the quality of Abraham. It's rather that on top the quality of Abraham, we discover the quality of Isaac, the will to receive, and to the extent that this will to receive can support the quality of the will to bestow of Abraham, we slowly reach the middle line, which is called Jacob.
Good morning, dear Rav. Happy holidays. Good morning to the world. 10. The question, Rav, is... If I had to map the work on these three lines, where on the axis of the development of the general color clear would it be?
10 that's coming to resemble the Creator, that's the quality of Jacob, which starts receiving the form of the Creator, the power of bestowal with the force of reception that they have, which they restrict. They don't restrict it from usage, but only from in order to receive. And as much as possible, they participate in order to bestow between them and with the Creator. That's the meaning of the aspect of Jacob in the ten. To bestow upon the Creator. What do you want?
I have a question about the state of Jacob. Is there here some other gadlut, greatness of the quality of bestowal, so that he is capable of including...
Of course, by this Abraham grows, because you now make of the will to receive the form of bestowal. So by that you glorify the Creator, you want to resemble Him, even from your will to receive.
And that he's specifically working with the two qualities together. He doesn't surrender to one of them. This indicates this special attitude?
Yes, the more he does it. It's called devotion, soul devotion. The more he takes of the will to receive, shaping it into the form of the Creator, the will to bestow. All right?
Если я правильно понял, то вот каждое из этих состояний это определенная молитва.
Rav, if I understood it correctly, each one of these states is expressed in a prayer to the Creator. So how does Jacob pray?
Yes, from each situation we have different attitude, different prayer. Each state is a state unto itself. That's correct. Zichron 2.
כן, בוקר טוב, Rav.
Yes, good morning, Rav. Hopefully you can hear me well.
Yes.
I'd like to ask, we studied here, we learned in a previous excerpt that the sons come to correct the deeds of their fathers. In our reality, is it that also the case, that related?
We don't study our reality like that. Of course, if the state is corrected, then this will happen also in our world, but for the time being, we cannot see it. But that's what we need. We need to correct all of the previous degrees which humanity went through. Please, Michael.
Excerpt number 7 from Rabash's article 7, the importance of the prayer of many. Jacob consisted of all three lines. This is why the Creator desired his prayer. For it was in utter completeness of all three lines, like the prayer of many. This is why it is written, then Jacob was very much afraid and distressed, since the Creator made it this way for him, so that he would pray, because he craved his prayer. We see in the words of the Zohar that it interprets a prayer of many as a single person, saying that Jacob consisted of all three lines.
Yes, ultimately we reach a state where we are all integrated together as the image of one man which resembles the Creator. And this image is integrated with the Creator. And the created being and the Creator become as a single formation, single structure. And by that, we magnify the image of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator in creation, 620 times over. Tarach. That's what we, the created beings, are capable of. The Creator is revealed in us as a spark of light, and we magnify Him to O and Sof, infinite light, by ascribing to the Creator, attributing to Him all the will to receive and all the intention to bestow.
We'll read excerpt number 8 again from Rabash, what is the smell of his garments in the work. Since Jacob was regarded with wholeness, meaning that from all the descents he achieved wholeness, so that the help from above could come, since all the bad has been revealed in him, it follows that the descents, which are the betrayals, are called sins. When the light appears through them, we now see that the sins have become as merits, that were it not for the descents, we would not be able to achieve wholeness.
That's the matter of the descents. It depends on how we accept it. If we accept it as coming from above, from the Creator who's good and benevolent, and with each and every action, He only does acts in our favor, and it depends on how we accept it, how we take it. If I attach myself to the quality, to the action, with everything that happens to me every moment, if I attach myself to the ten, then it's certain that I don't see the darkness. Rather, the darkness comes always in order to add its fuel to the light. That's how we learn it together, study it together. The darkness is like the oil in the lamp. The more you add the fuel, the oil, then through the wick, and the wick is man's work. It's the resistance, the proper acceptance of the creator's actions. Then the darkness becomes light. The oil gradually becomes fuel. And it all depends on how we take what happens with us, how we accept it. All of our work is with every moment to try to justify the Creator and to try to turn all the disruptions to forces that promote us.
Again, excerpt number 9 from Rabash, How Good Are Your Tents, Jacob 2. When he achieves wholeness, he should immediately try to find a deficiency.
Are you listening? The moment you feel wholeness, you must search for a lack in order to magnify the wholeness. Because if you continue with the good, so to speak, good state, it becomes klipa, shell. Because the will to receive is constantly being revealed, constantly the engine is constantly working, disclosing more of the will to receive. And if we are not sensitive to that, then this will to receive becomes klipa, shell in us, in order to receive. And until we discover it, a long time may pass.
The Creator.
I only heard part of the question.
Excuse me, where do you get the forces from in order to believe in the Creator?
From the group? Through the group you need to receive it. If a person doesn't receive something and complains, he should examine himself whether he's connected to his ten. Because the Creator dwells in the ten. To the extent in which a person adheres to the ten, he can receive from there what he needs from the Creator. Through the ten.
Ashkelon free.
Rav, good morning. In the beginning of the excerpt, when it comes to wholeness, he immediately tries to find a deficiency. Coming to wholeness means he attains Avraham or Yaakov?
The midline. Wholeness, completion, perfection is the midline.
So how should he later find a deficiency? What does it mean after we reach Yaakov to find the deficiency?
Because his completion, his perfection is only partial. He needs to get to complete. And does he suffice in the amount that he's bestowing to the Creator or not? And then he needs to try to incorporate with a higher desire.
So Egypt is basically the bigger desire that comes, meaning that's below Tiferet, which is the entire work you should reach afterwards to correct Yaakov.
Mostly below Tiferet, that's where the whole deficiency of the ten is. And if a person is incorporated with the ten more and more, he has no problem with it. One has no problem in finding more and more deficiencies in order to increase the middle line.
Rav, how does the exertion when overcoming, which is against the will to receive, at the same time can be easy and in pleasure, as he writes?
It depends who you're serving, which suitcase you're carrying. It depends on the greatness of who you're doing this for. It all depends on the appreciation of the Creator. If it's towards a person, then a person is limited. No matter how great he is, then as you work for him, the fuel ends. But towards the Creator, it doesn't end. Because he's endless, and you can serve forever. You have fuel to do whatever you want. Truly.
So from the adhesion, from the connection with the Creator, then you can have pleasure.
Of course, yes, yes. That's the greatest pleasure. There's no greater pleasure than... Let's put it this way. Rabash would give an example. He'd say that even if the Queen of England, and she has 1,000 helpers, but when she has a baby, she enjoys to feed that baby herself because the importance, all in all, it's importance. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. If it's important, I enjoy that work. I enjoy it. Therefore, towards the Creator, there's no problem just to discover through the society the greatness of the Creator. Because the Creator is revealed as great only by the environment. That's why we're dependent on the environment when it comes to the advancement in our work towards bestowal. If the environment talks about the greatness of the Creator, to the extent of the greatness of the Creator that I'm impressed by from the environment, I'm willing to work, to give, to bestow, to be above myself. Truly so. Okay.
No, Brazil too.
Excerpt number.
Wait, maybe we need here to do really a workshop. And the matter of the greatness of the Creator and our work is a very important thing. How do we increase the greatness of the Creator in the group? And what greatness of the Creator do we need in order to go through these stages of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, well, and onwards? How do we, through the greatness of the Creator, go through these three stages, these three states, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Please. Rav, how do we throughout the day come to building the group in the form of Chagat, Chesed Gvurat Tiferet? How do we build the group as Chagat, Chesed Gvurat Tiferet? That's called Katnut. Yes? As we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah. How do we reach that form of Katnut? Katnut is nevertheless the form of a small man, meaning somewhat similar to the Creator, feels himself existing that there are all kinds of spiritual qualities, that he's similar to the Creator somehow. How do we today come to the degree of Chagat?
Katnut.
Katnut, smallness. Please.
Bon nidaber v'nachlit.
Let's talk and decide.
Rav, עכשיו ניסינו לענות על...
Rav, we just tried to answer the question of how can we be Chagat. I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be Chagat in the tent?
It's Katnut. Meaning that we start to connect to one another, not through our true vessels of reception, but only through vessels of bestowal. Meaning to bestow somewhat to one another, let's say we don't quite know how to sort the kelim, how to arrange them, measure them, but as much as we can be connected to one another, with this inclination towards bestowal to one another, in kindness, courtesy, we start feeling that I am drawn towards them, satisfied from being with them, wanting to connect with them, a good spirit that dwells amongst us, and that's a state of katnut, without evoking vessels of reception. Of course, we're all from vessels of reception, but by not using them truly in an active action, that's called katnut, smallness. Just like for a little child, a baby, you don't give him forces on their own. So, we use it that way, as if we don't have, and we really don't have, the possibility to work with the forces of receiving in order to bestow. So we don't use the forces to receive of ours at all. Only are kind of pleasant, nice, comfortable to one another in a nice, good way, as if we're entering some new society, and then we behave in such a way towards them. This is how we need to start behaving in the group, where I consider everyone, I want to connect to everyone, I want to look nice for all of them, without activating any critique on my behalf, and if it does come, I turn it off through my nice relations towards them, and this is how we protect it so that we can maintain this nice and good relations, even though the wills to receive are awakening, and then we grow. That's called the years of Gadlut, of growing up, not being big, but growing. Let's say when we grow until age, to a certain age, where we become already young. So that's called childhood, where we're not having a big will to receive that is appearing in us, the cruel one that we can exploit others truly and do something. No, rather each engages in his will to receive as a small one, to a small extent. So let's do this for the time being. And this equivalence between us, this connection between us. That's the degree of Chagat. From tomorrow onwards, we will start to already talk about more advanced states. That's the degree of Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, which are degrees that are more practical.
Can we use the elation where we have during the lesson to the whole day, so we'll be in this same degree of unity?
Throughout the day, you need to to attain the degree of katnut. As if, doesn't matter how much you want this and you expect this to occur inside of you. The degree of katnut, meaning without using the vessels of reception, be in connection between you in the vessels of bestowal. You don't have vessels of bestowal, but you're using the vessels of reception in such a way that it's to bestow, as if you're in a society that you don't know, you don't want to take advantage of them, you don't want to be integrating them too much, but kind of in a very neutral way. Without taking out the hands, without putting your hands out. Try to do it in such a way so that you can see what it means to be small, a group of small ones in spirituality. What is that? How do we need to be connected between us and to that extent also with the Creator? How can we pray to the Creator so He cares for us? How can we as small ones bring Him contentment, because small ones give great contentment to the Creator, right? So please. Yes.
It feels pretty thin, this description.
You need to feel it too. You need to feel it and go through it as well, and to see how I'm limiting myself, how I'm relating nicely to the other, and not taking my vessels of reception out, only to the extent in which I am capable of being in a tendency towards bestowal. Yes. We need to act out this thing.
So what, today to put in my depot the will to receive you have?
That's not considered to be in storage. It means that when you're in this action, you have to see how much you're in katnut, and more than that, you're not playing. It's like you're in a puppet theater, and you're the puppets. Well, maybe not a puppet show, but a kids theater, and you're playing, you're acting in some play in which everyone is children. And that's how you relate to one another. Children, in meaning that you're not taking your will to receive, the big will to receive of each of you outwards in practice, because you don't have a masach. You have no possibility. You don't know how to relate to one another. Relate to each other only in bestowal. Only in bestowal. This is not a small degree. I need to diminish myself. I need to connect with others. That's the work till the evening.
And in this work, we have to reach prayer, or should we?
Yes, of course prayer. Of course prayer. Try to constantly be in such states between you and the group. And in the evening, we will do a summary out of this, and we'll continue tomorrow beyond that.
French.
אם אני צריך לצמצם את הקבלה שלי בגבול.
If I have to restrict my reception in the group, should I restrict? If I restrict my reception, and I have nothing to bestow with, so it's as if nothing's left.
יש לך מה להשפיע, זאת אומרת שאתה.
No, you have what to bestow. It means that you're giving a nice, light, good atmosphere in the group in a way that we're all connecting in a good mood between everyone. That's it. That's called katnut. Good boys. Try to protect yourselves all day long. It's not simple. Where you are in connection, you cannot be. Because you're working, you're busy, doesn't matter what, but you're constantly watching over yourselves relative to the group, where you're holding your group like this before you, and you are looking at the group in a beautiful and good state. These are my friends, and I'm with them in a beautiful and good state. That's it. Try to constantly see yourself that way. That's called katnut. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Rav, I have this question for a long, long time. It's more or less clear how to annul when we're together with the friends in a meeting during the day. But in front of what do I work when we're not together, when we're at work?
Also towards that same group.
My memories, or how do I perceive them?
No, you're always within them, inside them.
But how to revive them in a way that they're not with me?
When you see them, that means that you're in connection with them?
No, I have some interaction with them. I have to annul, or on the contrary. But here I don't have them. How do I give life to them?
Take a picture of them and place it in front of you. What do you want me to tell you?
I'd like to continue Yosef's question. So what should I have during the day? Some imaginary workshop to think, okay, this friend now is probably thinking about the connection.
That too could be each and everyone tries to not lose his connection with the ten in all the ways that you want. It doesn't matter what.
Yes. To imagine that we're together, having a trip, going through an adventure.
Let's say in a little bit the lesson will be over. Talk between you and the tens. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What you're going to do throughout the day between you. Have one help the other in all kinds of advices of how not to lose connection. How to feel that you're together, and that from the connection between you, you are turning to the Creator and asking Him to keep that connection between you. That's the main thing. He's complaining that it's disappearing from him. He doesn't understand that you need to read from above, that there's no chance in life. But it is thus to him in such a way that he is disconnected from the ten. Why? Because this is how he will make efforts, that he wants to connect, and he sees that it's also not happening. Even after my counsels, it's not working, and then he'll turn to the Creator. Then he will have a connection. And what did he ask the Creator for? So he'll have a connection with the friends. This is called, I seek my brethren. And this is how he will come to connection. And the Creator will be the force that connects between everyone. Well, Michael, let's do one more.
Excerpt number 13 by Bala Sulam. You have made me in behind and before. Abraham, the patriarch, became a quality of love, and Isaac, the patriarch, to the quality of fear. These two qualities are opposites. For one who loves is not afraid and always trusts his loved one, and love will cover all crimes. Conversely, one who fears does not trust, for if he trusted, he would not be afraid at all. But Jacob, the patriarch, the senior from among the patriarchs, became a Merkava for the quality of mercy, meaning these two opposites in one subject, love and fear together, which is the essence of this quality.
Question for the last workshop for today. How could it be that love and fear will be together? If I love, I love. If I'm loved, I'm loved. Where is there room here for fear? Please. Where, if the quality of love spreads, where does it leave room for fear? How can we combine fear with love? And then love can be eternal love. And all our problems in this world of why we love and then love stops, disappears, flies. It's because we don't know how to continue, extend within love, fear. Please, how do we combine love and fear towards the friends and towards the Creator? Let's go. One more workshop.